In this bulletin, Ballarat and Victoria enters a week-long lockdown. Curfews lift in Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern. And in sport, two new faces for the Matilda squad ahead of the side's match against Ireland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lake. The regional Victorian city of Ballarat will enter a week-long lockdown from tonight as restrictions ease in Shepparton. It comes after the state recorded 423 new community cases of COVID-19 and two deaths. Around 68% of people in Victoria have received their first vaccine dose, meaning some limited restrictions will ease across the state soon. But Premier Daniel Andrews says due to a number of cases and wastewater detections in the Ballarat area, stay-at-home orders must be reimposed.
If we allow it to get away from us in one part of regional Victoria, it becomes a threat and a risk to all of regional Victoria. We simply can't have that happen. Shepparton shows you that a community can be locked down, can stick together, can be supported and deliver fundamental control of an outbreak. We know and we're very confident that that's exactly what can happen in the Ballarat community.
Authorities will use the 7-day lockdown in Ballarat to vaccinate as many people in the area as possible. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says Victoria's latest Delta outbreak is yet to peak.
The Burnett modelling and everything we know in relation to our current vaccination coverage would suggest that cases will continue to increase. The fact that they're being held in the 400s, again, a testament to everyone in those suburbs and who's isolating and quarantining, and to the contact tracing work that's being done. But it's a very hard number to keep under wraps.
New South Wales has recorded 1,259 new local cases of COVID-19 and 12 deaths, 7 women and 5 men. This comes as the state reaches that 80% single-dose vaccination rate today. Some 47.5% of the New South Wales population aged over 16 is now fully vaccinated. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the evening curfew imposed on 12 Sydney local government areas will be lifted from tonight.
This is a whole-of-government decision based on a number of factors, but I want to send this strong message. We can't move on anything else just now. We need everybody to hold the line. Please make sure that if you do live in those local government areas of concern, that you'll stick to every other rule that's in place. We've seen a stabilisation in the last few days, and we don't want to see that trend go the wrong way.
13 new local cases of COVID-19 have been detected in Canberra a day after the ACT's lockdown was extended by a month to October the 15th. 8 of the new cases spent some time in the community during their infectious period. 5 of the new infections are yet to be linked to a known case or transmission site and remain under investigation. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says 75% of the population aged 12 and over in the ACT have received at least one vaccine dose.
Vaccination is the main pathway to move safely beyond our current situation. When the nation moves forward with the national plan and crosses the 70% vaccination threshold in mid to late October, and the 80% vaccination threshold in early to mid-November, the ACT's vaccination program will put our city in a very strong position.
14 new community cases of COVID-19 have been detected in New Zealand. All of them are in Auckland. All of the new infections are linked to existing cases. The government's focusing on boosting COVID-19 vaccination rates, particularly among vulnerable members of the population. Just 48% of the eligible Māori population is partially vaccinated and 23% fully vaccinated, while the Pacific community is slightly higher with 62% and 33% respectively. The federal opposition has criticised former Attorney General Christian Porter's decision to allow a blind trust to cover some of his legal fees. Mr. Porter has revealed legal bills in his defamation claim against the ABC were partly paid by the Legal Services Trust. He says on his register of interest that he had no access to information about the conduct and funding of the trust. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it strengthens the case for a national anti-corruption commission.
Christian Porter absolutely must disclose every single dollar, where it came from, transparently, so that people can see what the basis of this is. It is just not believable that people have somehow found out about this fund, made contributions to this fund, without Christian Porter's knowledge. it doesn't pass the pub test.
To sport, and India Paige Riley and Claire Wheeler have been added to the Matilda squad for this month's training camp and match against Ireland. Dublin's Tallaght Stadium will host the first meeting between the two sides on the 22nd of September in front of a COVID-safe crowd of supporters. Wheeler becomes the latest player to earn a first call-up to the senior side, while Riley returns after earning her first cap in April against Germany. The duo replaces defender Ellie Carpenter and forward Kaya Simon. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers and 15 degrees. In Adelaide, sunny and 26. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, a high of 18. In Hobart, similar conditions and 14 degrees. Cloudy in Canberra and 15. A shower or two for Wollongong and 18 degrees. In Sydney, much the same, 18 degrees as well. A shower or two also in Newcastle, 20 the expected high, mostly sunny in Brisbane and a high of 24. In Cairns, similar conditions, 29 degrees and a possible shower for Darwin with a high of 34. And that's the latest to SBS News and Sport. I'm Alan Lee.